This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To the surface of the planet Mars, Perseverance and the brave little toaster Ingenuity. 20-second flight. Bob, you have a overview of the path for Perseverance and the path for Ingenuity. What do you want me to watch here?
Okay, so if people go to Behind the Black, they can see what's been happening. Ingenuity completed its 20-second flight this past weekend, and Perseverance in the last week has traveled farther than it had for the last year. In 1 week, it practically doubled its travel distance, practically. And so I have a map on Behind the Black that shows where Perseverance is in a red dot, and with tan dotted line showing where it wants to go. And then I've got the flight path of all of Ingenuity's journeys, and the green dot on the map shows where it landed after the 20-second flight. And there are two blue dots which showed what that 20-second flight had been, we had been told, was going to accomplish. So from what we can tell from this, even though JPL has told us that Ingenuity's flight was a success, it did not tell us how far it flew, and according to this, it only flew a very tiny percentage of what it was supposed to do. So what happened? It landed successfully, so no harms come to it, but either before the flight they had decided to shorten the planned flight, or the helicopter itself made a decision to land earlier than planned. And we haven't heard anything otherwise. What we do know is that JPL's tweet said they were going to try to fly again later this week, sometime this week. We'll find out. It could be that they decided to shorten that flight path, because the flight path originally, as planned, was going to go straight for a distance and then make a sharp left turn and then land. Well, maybe they decided that's asking too much of Ingenuity at this point, and they broke it up into pieces. We'll see. We'll find out in a few more days. Either way, both are moving and doing a lot of good stuff, and the science keeps pouring in, John.
And they're headed for Three Forks. What's there, Bob? Why? Why?
The Three Forks is named after the head of the Missouri River. It's a place where there are a variety of canyons and hollows that they can climb to get up on the delta that flows into Jezero Crater. That's their primary geological target. And the fact that Perseverance has now moved so much in the last week clearly indicates the scientists really want to get to the delta. So that's their prime geological target, and they want to get there finally.
Right, pedal to the metal. Now we go to Curiosity, churning along, and another one of those photographs, Bob. What am I looking at?
Yeah, Curiosity has climbed up on top of a plateau called the Green Hoo Pediment. And the Green Hoo Pediment is made of has a top layer that is very structurally weak and breaks up into lots of boulders. Those boulders have been windswept for eons, and so they have a rounded look to them. They call the surface in some spots gatorback terrain, like the back of an alligator. It's extremely rough terrain. Curiosity has been traveling very, very slowly as it picks its way between the boulders and rocks so not to damage its dinged wheels. The picture of this alligator terrain I've got posted Behind the Black is kind of unbelievable. It's kind of really amazing, rough stuff. And they're going to see this the entire journey across the Panama. And they're going to have to pick their way carefully. And they make very short moves day to day, because they cannot go very far without risking.
Is that broken up volcanic ash? What is that?
There are some people theorize it's volcanic, yes, that this is broken up, not ash, but broken up pieces of lava that is unstable. But that's a theory that Curiosity is going to answer the question, but we won't have that answer until the scientists can analyze the data.
All right, good old Curiosity. You got a big puzzle in front of you. What the heck is that? Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Perseverance is rocking along, headed for Three Forks, and Ingenuity is going to get there first, is my opinion. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.